All right. Welcome back, everyone, to week 5 of Mastering Defense Infrastructure. Can you believe we're already at the end of phase 1? Time flies when you're talking about defense procurement, right?
It really does. And last week, we covered a critical topic, structuring your proposal to make it stand out. That's such an essential skill, especially in this space.
Absolutely. If you missed that, go back and listen. Seriously, it's packed with insights. But today we're diving into something just as important: transparency and cost clarity.
Right, because these aren't just buzzwords. For defense, they're foundational. Knowing how to clearly lay out costs and build trust during negotiations can make or break a proposal.
Exactly. And you know what? Transparency isn't just about being fair, it's about being smart. Want to negotiate with confidence? You got to start with trust.
Which is what we're really getting into today, breaking down how to present your price so you can approach those tender negotiations with clarity and precision. There's a lot to unpack, so let's get started.
All right, as we start unpacking tender negotiations in greater detail, let's dive into one key tool at your disposal, the returnable cost schedule. If you think it's just a pricing form, you're kind of missing the big picture here.
Right, it's actually a tool, an incredibly important one, that shows you're prepared, you're accountable, and ultimately that you're trustworthy. And trust in defense procurement is non-negotiable.
Exactly. But here's where things often go sideways. People leave fields blank. Or worse, they'll write included somewhere and think defense will just, connect the dots.
Oh, that's a classic mistake. And let me just say, never ever do that. It raises red flags faster than you can imagine. In fact, ESPO's golden rule is never leave an empty field.
Never leave it empty. Just to hammer that home, right?
Exactly. Even if it seems obvious, filling in every single line shows you've really thought this through. It tells defense we're meticulous and we're not trying to hide anything.
And that's key. A complete cost schedule builds trust before you've even set foot in the room.
Let's take an example. A few years ago, I worked on a project where one bidder went the extra mile. They not only filled every line, but also clarified exactly how they reached their numbers. Guess what? The transparency gave them a major edge, and they won the bid.
See? It's such a small thing, but it speaks volumes about your credibility. Put in the effort up front, and you're already ahead of the pack.
And honestly, it's not just defense. It works in almost any high-stakes procurement. Being clear, being thorough, it changes the game.
Totally. Because trust and transparency, they're your foundation. Without them, you won't get far. So, now that we've nailed down the importance of trust and transparency in a complete cost schedule, let's shift gears and look at the next step, the negotiation process defense uses. Let me tell you, it's not your usual back and forth. It's structured, it's comparative, and it's fascinating how it all fits together.
Exactly. They'll start by shortlisting bidders to a preferred tenderer or a couple of preferred tenderers. And that phase? It's not about going in and trying to haggle. It's about demonstrating trust and value with every story you're telling, your solution, your team, and yes, your price.
And they're watching everything, from how cohesive your team is to how prepared you are. It's all about demonstrating, we've got this.
Right, and during this phase, defense expects calm, respectful, honest dialogue. If you're walking in thinking it's going to be a combative, beat them down on price kind of scenario, you're in for a surprise. The tone is collaborative. They're looking for alignment, not just the cheapest number.
Which brings us to something ESPO always says. The question isn't about price. It's about trust. That mindset changes everything, doesn't it? This isn't just a transaction. It's a relationship.
Absolutely. And preparation is everything. Knowing who to bring to the table, maybe it's your financial analyst, your project manager, or even your legal expert, it all matters. But what's even more critical? Knowing your red lines. Where can you flex and where can't you?
Not only knowing them, owning them. Because if your team isn't aligned on those red lines, defense will see it instantly.
They will. Defense tender evaluation board members are sharp and they spot inconsistencies a mile away. So the key takeaway here, preparation, clarity, and, building that trust every step of the way.
Couldn't agree more. And honestly, just understanding that negotiation is about collaboration, not collision, it sets a whole different tone. And that's why, when it comes to your proposal, it's not just numbers and bullet points. It's a story. A clear, cohesive story that reinforces the trust, alignment, and value we've been discussing. Solution, team, pricing. It all has to fit together seamlessly.
Exactly. Think of it like this. Assessors aren't builders or engineers or, you know, highly technical experts. They're reading your proposal more like they would a story. It has to make sense, flow together, and most importantly, make an impression.
Right. And if your pricing doesn't match your pitch, guess what? You're out. Because when something doesn't add up, it raises questions. And you don't want to give them a reason to dig deeper into, like, the inconsistencies, you know?
This is where reinforcing themes becomes critical. Things like risk reduction, cost certainty, and of course demonstrating value for money, these aren't just buzzwords. They're the backbone of what defense is looking for. And if you can weave those themes into every aspect of your proposal, it creates a clear, cohesive message.
Exactly. And it shows you're proactive. Like, you've thought of the risks, you've mitigated them, and you're offering defense a safe and reliable option. They love that. It's a no-brainer.
What we're really saying here is that your story and your numbers should be singing the same song. When everything aligns, assessors don't just see a bid. They see a partner they can trust for the long haul.
And trust me, this stuff works. When you tie the pieces together, solution, team, pricing, it stands out immediately. It's not just a document at that point. It's a story they want to believe in.
And just to add, it's not about overcomplicating things either. Keep it simple, clear, and watch how impactful it becomes when everything clicks into place.
So, with all this talk about storytelling and alignment, let's take a moment to step back. What's the one big takeaway that ties it all together?
Transparency wins every time. If you want your proposal to stand out, you've got to ensure every part of it, every line, every detail, shows that you've put in the work. Don't leave any ambiguity because clarity builds trust.
And trust, that's the magic. Whether it's your cost schedule or the way you approach negotiations, trust is what defense is looking for. Start there, and everything else falls into place.
Exactly. And speaking of starting points, don't forget to complete the quiz on the lesson webpage. It's a great way to reinforce what we've covered.
Oh, and don't skip this week's exercise. Go dig up one of your old cost schedules, review it, and then talk about what worked and what didn't on the forum. Seriously, those discussions can be an absolute goldmine.
They really can. And we want to hear from you too. Hit reply on the email and let us know what's working for you in this course or if you have any suggestions. Your feedback helps us refine things and make this even more valuable.
And hey, if you're enjoying what you're learning, share it with your mates. The more people we can get excited about cracking the code on defense procurement, the better.
On that note, Darian, I think we've covered it all for week 5. Anything else from your side?
Just this. I hope this episode leaves you feeling more confident about how to approach costs, stories, and trust in your proposals. And with that, we'll see you next time.
Bye for now, and good luck with this week's tasks.